that we make an effort, a great effort, to take it away. And it says in 1 Corinthians 5:6, clean out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, just as you are, in fact, unleavened. For Christ our Passover also has been sacrificed. He is sacrificed to take away our sins. But Darren, if we just live in our sins, and if we compromise, and we continue to live those horrible lifestyles, it is not, the blood of Jesus is not going to do us any good until we recognize that sin and we do away with that old sin. And in the Old Testament, any leaven was considered a symbol of sin. So he's saying, get rid of that old lump. Get rid of that old leaven and get a new lump started in your life. Get a new life started. And we can all work on that. I really believe that, in getting the sin out of our life.
Well, I think what you're talking about is application. In other words, okay, if there's something to the blood of Jesus, and if it needs to be applied, then why don't we do that? And I believe part of that is saying, okay, Jesus, in a spiritual sense, I'm taking your blood and I'm sprinkling that on my evil conscience, because I don't like these flashbacks. I don't like my tendency to go to pity parties all the time. I don't like my tendency to be depressed all the time. Well, that's a part of that evil conscience package. It's the old life. And what we're saying is, we want the old man to die. That's the sin nature to die.
Yes.
And we don't want that to have so much reality in our life that we can't function. And what we're talking about here is getting closer and closer to God, moving from image to image and glory and glory, and saying, God, I want to live a holy life. And I don't want to go around with a double-minded personality here, thinking one time I'm just victorious and the next time, you know, I'm down. I'm just down in the dumps. I'm telling you, do this, and it will work, because it's a living ceremony. It's a living ceremony. And I'll give this illustration. When I was in high school, my boss, and I worked in a hardware store, asked me to carry a battery out to a car. I did. I tipped that battery up against me, and some of the electrolyte poured out and got across on my shirt. Well, it wasn't long till I was wearing a two-piece. That acid was active, and it ate my shirt up. Well, some of you don't realize this, but the blood of Jesus is active. It's doing something for you. And if you will follow us through in this communion we're going to do here in a little bit, it's going to become alive to you. It's not just a dead ceremony. It's not just grape juice, not just wine, not just crackers. We're talking about the body and blood of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And it's alive, and it will change your life.
Oh, praise God.
I like that.
I do too.
I love it.
It's so important, even in 1 John 1:9, and so many of you, if you listen to Darren Live a lot, you're going to hear us quoting 1 John 1:9. And it says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse. That word cleansing is exactly what you're saying, Darren. It's alive, and it's going to continue to cleanse as we take part in this body of Jesus Christ. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and he is righteous, and he's going to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's because he has the blood of Jesus. If you see in verse 7, if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, it's cleansing us from all sin. Praise the Lord. It's alive, Darren. You're absolutely right. It's alive.
Well, then if we take again the scripture in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7, clean out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, just as you were, in fact, unleavened. For Christ, our Passover, also has been sanctified.
Or has been sacrificed.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, sacrificed.
Yeah.
And you'd also be sanctified.
That's right. He's sacrificed and we're sanctified. Praise the Lord. Well, let's get into Luke 22. We have talked about the sacrificed lambs of the Old Testament. We know here, and as many of you, most of you listening to this message are believers, and you've been born again for quite some time. If any of you are listening to this and you have not received Jesus as your Savior, I believe it's a good time for us to say, Jesus' blood was shed on the cross for you. And if you recognize your sins, and we all do, we all know the shortcomings in our lives and the sins in our lives, and oh, you know, when New Year's comes around, we say, oh, I'm not going to do this bad habit anymore, and I'm going to learn to love this person more, and I'm going to lose 20 pounds here. Those are all weaknesses that we work on. Well, we all know that there's sin in our life also. And Darren, I would like you just to say a prayer for someone that might not know if he died today or she died today, that they would be going to heaven.
Well, one of the facts we want to keep pointing out to you, in the Old Testament, they take a lamb, a year-old lamb, and they go to the temple, and that was sacrificed, and that lamb's blood was covering of the sin, but the sin problem was still there. Now, in the New Testament, because we're talking about the very bloodline of Father God, and you see that blood in Jesus' veins was different blood than the blood in the veins of the disciples that ran around with him for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And their blood never changed to become like his blood, because his blood is divinity. It has the very life force of God in it. That's why it is greater than sin nature, sin package, and it can take away sin. So when you confess Jesus as Lord of your life, and you say, I want you to come in and forgive my sins, he has the ability and the power to do that. He is not powerless. It's not just an empty ceremony where he's saying a few words and say, well, now I'm in. No, when you confess Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, you're getting the whole package. You're getting the power of his blood and his sacrifice. Now, he became, in the New Testament, the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Now, in the Old Testament, it was the Lamb of the people. But here in the New Testament now, it's the Lamb of God that went willingly to be sacrificed on the cross. And when the soldiers there pierced his side, his blood ran out. That's the blood that we hold on to.
Yeah.
And some of you that are listening today have never gone to the cross. And now let me tell you what I mean by that. You've said, oh, some simple prayers. Oh, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I was bad. You know, I did all this stuff. But you know, if you go to the cross and you begin to understand, that man hanging on the cross was God's son. And the blood in his veins was not like your blood or mine, but it was the very bloodline of God.
Mm-hmm.
Came from the sperma of God. When there was a conception, there was a divine conception there. And now this blood of Jesus now is being caused to flow out onto the earth. And that's the blood that can forgive and get rid of sin and remove sin.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. And we know that God prepared the hearts of the people, Darren, even in the Old Testament. He said, I'm going to bring a new covenant. He knew the old covenant was too much for us to handle. He really did. And so he was planning on a new covenant, even in Jeremiah. And in Ezekiel 11:19, he says, I'm going to give them one heart and a new spirit. Now, when you ask Jesus into your heart, you get a new spirit. Now, I know the old flesh is still hanging around and it's still wanting to do some of the old things, but you've got a new spirit now to fight that flesh. And Darren, I would like you to say a prayer of repentance, and I will say it with you. And we want you to pray this prayer because you need to be born again. You really do. If you're not born again and you're listening to this message, you need to be born again. We want to welcome you into the family of God.
And if you're a Christian and you've sinned, we'd call that backsliding. You know, you made a mistake. God's given you a chance now to come back to him.
Oh, praise the Lord.
So let's pray. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive all my sins.
Forgive all my sins.
Give me a new heart and a fresh start.
Give me a new heart and a fresh start.
I believe you're the Son of God.
I believe you're the Son of God.
I believe you died.
I believe you died.
That you went to hell.
That you went to hell.
The mighty power of God.
The mighty power of God.
Defeated sin, sickness, and death.
Defeated sin, sickness, and death.
And I was raised up.
And I was raised up.
Like Jesus was raised up.
Like Jesus was raised
and
up.
And I am seated in heaven with him.
And I'm seated in heaven with him.
I accept Jesus.
I accept Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
He has saved me out.
He has saved me out.
Of the spirit of death.
Of the spirit of death.
I am no longer.
I am no longer.
Dead.
Dead.
I am alive to God.
I am alive to God.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Now,
hallelujah.
You can say this with us. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I needed to be
Thank
saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
And see, when you're lost, as the Bible says, you're outside of the covenant. But see, in confessing and saying that prayer, you've been brought into the covenant. You've been brought into the inheritance of Jesus Christ. Well, I'll tell you, it changes everything.
So now you can take communion with us. And I hope all of you have your communion, your cup. It can be grape juice. If you're at your work and all you have is Pepsi, we're going to bless Pepsi or we're going to bless that water. And you can have a cracker. We have crackers in front of us here and some cider that we have. And it's grape cider, and we're going to have communion with that.
Sure.
We're going to bless it. But we're turning to Luke 22.
And what we're doing is we're asking the Lord here to make this so real to us. I want to read this scripture here. In Luke 22:15, it says, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken